Now Rav Nosenthal explains, Ki yesh shnei bechinois b'mishpat, because there are two issues regarding mishpat. Ho'echod, the first one is, Ma she'odom tzorech lishpoit es atzmoi b'chol yoim. The fact that a Jew is required to judge himself every day, to allocate time for looking in the mirror and for analyzing, what am I doing? What am I doing? What is my life? How is my morning? How is my afternoon? How is my evening? How is my ben odom lamokoyim? How is my ben odom lechaveroi? How are my shiva saneiros, my eyes, my ears, my nose, my mouth? How are my 248 organs and 365 tendons? They're supposed to match up to the 613 parts of the Torah. Am I in sync? Are all the wires plugged in? Are any of the wires plugged in? Dahainu lehisboidei beinoi living koinoi. This means for a person to have private time between himself and Hashem. Ulefaresh sichose lefono yisborach. And to pour out his heart to Hashem, to speak to Hashem, to tell Hashem everything. Veskol Hashem levovo yosiach lefne Hashem yisborach. Everything that's in his heart, to unload it, to speak it out to Hashem. V'yachshoyev dvorov, and to think over his ways. V'yishpoit atzmoy al kol drochov im kach roi loilasois, and to analyze and judge everything I'm doing. Is this what I should be doing? Am I really doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Levalos yomav chas v'shalom bedroch ma'elu, spending my life this way? Is this what I'm supposed to be doing? Wasting so much time on nonsense, on all kinds of narishkeit? That's one aspect of mishpat. Ubechina shniyah shel mishpatu lechalkel dvorov b'mishpat. And there's a second issue of mishpat, which is to measure and calculate and weigh every word that comes out of your mouth. To apply mishpat, dahainu sheyeda eich ledaber ve'immi ledaber, for a person to analyze carefully how to speak, with who to speak to, ulahamshich bohem chachmosoi, and to be able to take whatever chachma digdusha he has, whatever knowledge of Hashem, knowledge of Torah, and be able to transmit it, to communicate it to whoever is willing to listen to it, to the right people, to those who want to hear it, and it's the right timing, and it's the right way, and everything. This is hinted to in Torah Nuntes, in the chapter on Likutei Moran, that this whole halacha is based on. Shenizkar Shom Shtei Bechinos Hanal. Rabbeinu Zal there mentions both of these aspects of Mishpat. Kemoshim Avor Shom, as he explains over there. Ve'esh Hamalach Hazeh Nasem Bechinas Mishpat. Rabbeinu Zal says there that this fiery angel is created through Mishpat. Which Mishpat? Shemechalkel Dvorov b'mishpat. When the person nourishes his words with mishpat, he makes sure to weigh his words, to measure and calculate and judge his words very carefully. She'odom shoyfet es atzmoy. And then Rabbi Nazar says, speaks about a person judging himself. So there's two things. There's mechalkel dvorov b'mishpat, and number two, she'odom shoyfet es atzmoy. These are two different things. Number one, shemechalkel dvorov, that he weighs his words, he measures and calculates, he exercises tremendous judgment before he says something and while he says something and after he says something. There's major mishpat going on there. If the Rambam writes that before a person lets something out of their mouth, they have to play it back in their brain four times. Think it over. I'm about to say this sentence to my wife or to my son or to my daughter, to my neighbor. Go ahead. Am I going to say it? Usually most people, boom, bloop, they burp it out. And then afterwards they realize the three or four different mistakes that they made in that sentence. But if the person slams on the brakes, right before he's about to say it, slams on the brakes and says, 1 second, let me think that. Is that it? Is that really what I want to say? And is this the right moment to say it? Look at that person. Look where they are right now. Can they hear this? If I say it, is there a chance that my words are going to have a positive effect? Or is there a likelihood that if I wait till tomorrow or if I wait an hour, right now when this person just stepped on my foot or they banged into me or they did something, is that the time for me to say something? Or is it going to be much more effective if I wait a little bit? And when things calm down at that moment, when there's no fire in the air, at that moment, I say something. When there's that turbulence, everybody knows, when there's turbulence in the air, you say something, nobody hears you. When there's thunder and lightning, when there's all kinds of, it's when the air is calm, when things are very calm, then you say something, you have a chance. You have a chance that it might be heard, it might be accepted the right way. Hu b'china achas, that's one aspect of this mishpat. And number two, she'odam shoyfet es atzmai, that the person looks in the mirror and judges himself. Remember the famous mishnah in Pirkei Avos? K'shoyt atzmecha, beautify yourself, v'yachakach k'shoyt acherim. Then you can beautify others. Before you tell everybody else what's wrong with them, you better make sure that you first spent a few thousand hours telling yourself what was wrong with you. Until you know what's wrong with you, until you really realize how, because if not, you're going to be talking to that person as if you are Hashem. If you didn't have a chance, if you didn't do this mishpat, and you're walking around thinking you're perfect, and you see somebody else who's imperfect, and you start telling them about their imperfection, they're going to look at you like you're crazy. Who do you think you are? You're Hashem? Look in the mirror. What about all of your faults? Whereas the great tzaddikim, when they reprimand somebody, they don't say you, they say we. We have a problem. We have a difficulty with caste. We have a difficulty struggling with this. All of us have a problem dealing with this item. And of course, we make mistakes. And of course, we have to try to fix it. Person says it that way. It's not me telling you what to do. It's us. We're all in the problem together. And Hashem is perfect. The tzaddikim are perfect. And we're all trying to get close to Hashem and the tzaddikim so that they'll help us. So that's hu b'china shniyah. That's the second aspect of mishpat. And towards the end of that chapter in the Kutimran, Rabbi Nizal explains even more. As he says there, by a person being careful to weigh and measure all of his words with tremendous mishpat, through that he has the ability to teach students his chokhmah, to share his chokhmah with his students. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran, and you'll see that Rabbeinu Zal is talking about two types of mishpat that a Jew has to be involved in order to be involved in this kiruv rechokim. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, v'hinei lishpoit es atzmoi ze yochel kol odom l'kayim, to judge yourself, to look in the mirror, and start really reviewing everything you're doing and everything you're not doing, and try to really make sense, to try to figure out how good you are or how good you're not. That's something that everybody can do. Aval b'china shnia, but the second aspect of mishpat, d'hainu lechalkel dvorav b'mishpat kanal, to make sure that every word coming out of my mouth has been measured, has been weighed carefully, and I'm not saying one drop more or one drop less than what the person needs to hear. And I'm not cutting. When I'm making the operation, I'm going to make a cutting remark. If I have to make a cutting remark, we know a surgeon cuts. And if he cuts a little bit too far, he cuts into one of those wires, a nerve, an artery, a vein. And the operation is a success and the patient's very dead. Chas v'shalom. A person needs major, major help from Hashem to have this das, to be able to know how to talk in a way that his words will be able to accomplish the desirable effects. And even afterwards, after all the knowledge and after the siyata d'shmaya, a Jew is not allowed to and cannot rely on his intelligence, his chachma, and his mishpat. Because the Torah tells us that with all your mishpat and with all your good intentions and with all your everything, this guy is not supposed to be spoken to. This person is persona non grata. Hashem does not want this person right now. He's unwelcome. She ikar arichas hagolus al yodom kemuva. And Rav Nosson Zal says the main reason why this golus that we're in is so long, the main reason why it's taking so long, thousands of years, is because of the Erev Rav, because of these guys, because the people in every generation who are Erev Rav, who are so bad that they are beyond the reach of the tzaddikim. Even the big tzaddikim do not have the mishpat that's needed to be able to be mekar of them. Therefore, so what can we do? Then what do we do? The answer is we must give over the mishpat Hashem. We have to tell Hashem, we know. We know that this is not for us, that we can't do this part. Only you can do it. Hashem Yisborach Yoidea Talumos. Hashem knows all the hidden things. V'yolicheu b'derech hayosha. And if a person puts himself in Hashem's hands, this is why Rabbeinu Zal gives us that most important advice in the second paragraph in Sichoi Saran, where he says that his derech, every single day, every single morning, he says, Hashem, I have a day in front of me. I have no idea what to do, what to say, what to think, where to go. I don't know anything at all. And therefore, I'm giving it all over into your hands. I'm asking you, Hashem, to lead me, guide me, what to think, what not to think, what to say, what not to say, what to do, where to go, where not to go. Ba'oifen sheyizke lechavein hamishpot heite, that Hashem should lead me in the derech hayosher, so that I'll be zoiche to make the right calculations, the right mishpot, leida eich ledaber, to know how to talk, and those Rishoim whom I'm not allowed to be Makariv, I'll be able to realize, I'll be able to see it, and I won't be Makariv them at all. And then, when this Mishpat will be perfected, Yibona HaBeis HaMikdosh, that's when the third and final Beis HaMikdosh shall be built, Shehu b'chinas heichal hakodesh anal, which is the ultimate heichal hakodesh. The yikuyam, and it will be fulfilled, the pasuk ki mei tzeischom eretz Mitzrayim arenu neflois. Just like those days when you left Egypt, there were fireworks. At the final gula, there's going to be real fireworks. Ze b'chinas tikun hafloas hamishpat. This refers to the tikun of the wondrous mishpat. Remember we quoted the pasuk before? Ki pole mimcho dovor la mishpot. That mishpot is pele. It's something wondrous. Bechinas ki pole mimcho dovor la mishpot. Shaydeze nelam keitz haflois. That's what's causing this keitz to be so hidden. That's what's delaying. This is what's delaying Moshiach. This is what's holding him. It's the fact that there is an Erev Rav like this, number one, and the fact that this, the thing that's needed, we said it's all dependent on tshuva. And tshuva requires kiruv of balei tshuva and gerim. And this job of being mekariv balei tshuva and gerim requires tremendous mishpat. It requires both types of mishpat that we said earlier. And even after you do both types of mishpat, it requires incredible siyata dishmaya. Person needs Hashem's help. And Rav Nosson Zal tells us here that this is among the most difficult, most complicated things. This is what's making the golus so long and drawn out and difficult. V'Hashem Yisporach Yerachim Oleinu V'Yareinu Niflois HaMishpot Me'Hashem Avrachmonos on us, and show us the wonders of His Mishpot V'Oz Yekuyam, and then will be fulfilled the pasuk Tzion B'Mishpot Tipode V'Shaveho B'Tzdoko, that Tzion, the city of Yerushalayim, will be revealed, will be redeemed with Mishpot, and all those that will return to it with tzedakah, bimheira biyomeinu, amen viyomein. With this, Rav Nosson Zal concludes this halacha. However, he's going to give us 1.5 pages of appendix, which Mitzvah Shem will take up in the next shiur.